96.3 WHUR. It's that time.
I love it.
TV news in the morning, radio fun in the afternoon is Allison Seymour and her hubby Mark Clark on 96.3 WHUR.
But Allison's not here today, so.
That's right.
Gossip and all things juicy. It's the AMPM report.
Big happy birthday going out to everybody celebrating a birthday today. You're an Aquarius. You share the day with Quincy Jones' daughter, Rashida Jones. You remember her from, what show was she on?
The Office?
The Office, that's right.
Parks and Rec.
Yeah, she was on Parks and Rec, too. Yeah, so she's celebrating a birthday today. Also today, everyone is still talking about the wonderful memorial service that was held yesterday at the Staples Center for Kobe. Now, what was your favorite part of it, Mark, when you was watching yesterday?
I think the humanity of Michael Jordan. I think we're seeing Jordan kind of finally age into a more human guy, a more human person.
Mm-hmm. And when you say more human, what do you mean?
Well, I mean, I think Michael kind of had a reputation of being kind of a jerk, just like it's like Kobe, to be honest.
Oh, okay.
And so we now see a, you know, emotional Michael Jordan. Mm-hmm. Who even talked about that with him, but also, of course, Shaq and Kobe, their relationship that was healed before mm-hmm. he passed, which I thought was great too.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, Shaq said something at the memorial last night talking about when he finally started to respect, because you know they were going at it on the team when he first got there.
Yeah.
But this is what Shaq said.
The day Kobe gained my respect was the guys were complaining. I said, Shaq, Kobe's not passing the ball. I said, I'll talk to him. I said, Kobe, there's no I in team. And Kobe said, I know, but there's an in me in that mother.
Okay, all right. So what'd you think about that? Yes, Shaq really did his thing. Also, in other news, it's Black History Month, and this is the last week of Black History, and there's a big list going around talking about the top 10 black culture movies that have come out in the past few years. And I'm going to read the list to you, and then I just want you to just say yay or nay. Roots, number one.
Yay.
Friday, number two.
Yay.
Menace to Society, number three.
Yay.
Love Jones, number four.
And not in this order, but yay.
Okay. 12 Years a Slave.
Yay.
Hustle and Flow.
Question mark.
Do the Right Thing.
Yay.
The Color Purple.
Yay.
Soul Food.
Yay.
Okay. Do you think something's missing from there? I don't think they're the top.
I think Malcolm X has to be on
okay,
there.
Okay. Malcolm X.
I think... Do the Right Thing. So your mind are a little different.
And, okay, what would you say?
Yeah,
Soldier Story, would that need
Soldier
to be on there?
Soldier Story would definitely be on there.
I'd Color say Hollywood would Shuffle, be on there because that was a for me.
Color Purple. I mean Hollywood Shuffle because he made his own movie, self-made,
right,
you know, launched
right.
Hollywood piece. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just tough. It was funny because the way the article was written said these are. It's subjective. I think that's just
it
a
is
solid opinion, right?
So what do you think? What do you think is missing on the list that should be on the top 10 culture movies? It's Black History Month. Let's talk about
Sounder, Miss Jane Pittman. I mean, you know, 202-432-WHUR. Call us.
Yeah.
Think you can sing? Maybe you're a comedian. Now it's time to shine. It's Allison and Mark's Talent Tuesday.
Good evening.